So we can sync up the audio.
Yeah, it makes it easier.
Well, so Dalton can sync up the audio.
So I can sync up the audio. That's right, because I'm the one that does shit here.
Yeah, I don't do anything. Anyway, here we are. Episode 46. Going back door. Coming back door.
Let's do this right. You got this. Go for it.
You're a fucking piece of shit.
Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. I'm being slouching. Lazy bastard. You know I am.
Can I start the funny ha-ha show now?
Go ahead.
Can I start the ha-ha show now?
You can go. Go ahead.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right. This has been episode 46, Going Back Door. If you're still here with us, thank you.
This will be going to the blooper section. All right.
You really derailed me the first time, you motherfucker.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was aiming for. It's what I was aiming for.
Are you actually cutting this out, or are you just going to leave this in here?
No, this is going to get cut out. Go ahead, start.
Do you want me to clap again?
No.
Yeah.
You're good to go. You start.
Todd, if you don't do it, I'm going to do it.
Hi, welcome to episode 46 of Going Back Door. This week, Tom Brady took possibly the most super AEO picture with his son, Dalton, on screen. Now shown is the picture of Tom Brady and his son on Instagram that a grown man posted with his 14-year-old son after divorcing his wife. This...
Could you be any less robotic about this?
I don't know why I'm doing
this.
Yeah, you should be really angry about this.
Not angry, but just not
violated.
You're like 1960s radio voicing it right now.
Hey, okay. All right.
This creep touched a boy.
Anyway, you can definitely see Tom Brady nibbling on his 14-year-old son's neck in a picture that he posted online himself.
Right up here.
In this top.
This one right here.
Top right, here. Right corner
right
for the
right
audience?
Above us. It's like literally right in the middle.
Okay.
But like this over you is where he's kissing him on the neck. The other one is their legs wrapped together like lovers on
vacation. Okay, so if you want to see Tom Brady's son's feet between his, it's over on the left of your screen.
Yeah,
and
they
if
can
you look
see
to your
that
right,
if they're definitely watching.
I'm just talking through it, all right? Shut up.
So what?
Shut up.
What are your thoughts on this?
This man needs to be in prison. Shut up.
Oh, I didn't know if it turned you on or not.
No.
Oh, it did. It definitely turned him on.
Reminded him of his old youth.
The youth you wish
I didn't
had.
Get molested, guys.
Huh?
I didn't get molested.
You didn't get molested?
No,
you
I did
wish
not.
You did.
But you wish.
Wow.
You just weren't cute enough for that priest, were you?
Wow.
Is he wrong?
Fuck both of you. What do you guys think about it, you fucking cocksuckers?
I think it's beautiful.
Dude, oh my God.
You know?
That's just disturbing.
I think we shouldn't shame a father for loving his son, you know?
Okay, I'm all for loving your kid, but please don't kiss him on the neck. Or, like, at all, after the age of, like, 6, don't kiss your kid. That's fucking weird. Am I the only one that thinks like this? Like, why are you... That's just fucking weird. Like, when parents make their kids kiss, like, family members they only see, like, once a year, my soul cringes. Because it's just like, why the fuck are you letting that gross-ass old lady put her lips on this little kid?
Right.
She's met this cocksucker twice. Changed his diapers once, and now she's never gonna let that go. Next 45 times she sees him for the next 45 years, just going, I changed your diapers. I remember when you were this big.
I feel like there's more of a history here.
You guys are just letting me
ramble. So did you get did your grandmother, like a 90-year-old grandmother, like rape your face or something?
No, I just always hated
with her tongue?
Kissing family members. Like, as a kid, I was just like, why the fuck are we doing this? This is weird.
You didn't French kiss your grandma?
No. I had a friend in class whose mom, like, kissed him. They kissed each other on the face every time they left the house. And it was the most uncomfortable shit. Like, it was, yeah, cute, love your family and all that, but that just made me uncomfy. You kiss your mom? Is this?
No, I don't. I don't.
You
do
kiss
it.
Your mom?
I haven't done that since I was about 5.
All right. Point proven.
You know what I mean?
It's kind of fucking wild.
There's like certain occasions, and there's like different cultures.
I get my grandmother kissing on the cheek every time I see her. That don't bother me.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
That's my grandma, though.
Yeah, or like certain occasions, like a funeral or something, you know.
You're just kissing a dead body.
Not...
No, that's just... That's just wrong. That's foobar.
Like, you know, I don't know. It's more hugs, I guess, with that. Kissing, but there's like different cultures. Like Italians, don't they kiss?
Yeah,
Greeks do. I think too.
Greeks.
Most European cultures kiss.
Know, wherever Mike's from.
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know.
Give him the close up. Give him the close up.
Yeah,
close-up.
I have him on camera right now. That's
oh, nice.
I brought it up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. God damn it.
Yeah. Yeah, I did something provocative. Get fucked, nerd.
Shit. Other than that, yeah, we need to put Tom Brady in prison.
Along with Roger Goodell.
I think what we should do is we should have Tom Brady fight one of Michael Vick's dogs.
Then it's just Predator versus Predator.
And then Tom Brady's kid versus Michael Vick in a boxing match.
No, see, we do the old adage joke, you see here? We get an illegal immigrant. In a fight for their citizenship. Heavyweight boxing fight against Tom Brady.
Why don't we just have Jake Paul fight Tom Brady? He likes to fight old men.
Because Jake Paul just signed to PFL. Good segue, Dalton.
Okay,
Dalton.
You know
call
what?
Call me fucking Dalton.
Not
another
Dalton.
Idea.
Not
another
Dalton.
Idea.
Fuck you.
Other idea. Sylvester Stallone versus Tom Brady.
He's too old.
Another segue. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which way are we going? Who knows?
We're just a whole bunch of facts on segues, aren't we? Right.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Yeah.
Speaking of Sylvester Stallone, I saw Rocky this past week.
For the first time in your life, or what?
No. I rewatched it.
Like just the first
re-watched
one.
It. I watched the. I watched all of them, and then I watched the Creed movies for the first time. They're not bad.
I
can't hate
the
them.
Creed 3. I have both of them.
Oh, nice.
Creed 3 comes out sometime this year.
Yeah, I can't hate on the Creed movies.
The guy who plays the antagonist in Creed 3, also Kang the Conqueror in fucking the MCU movie.
Oh.
Same guy.
Huh. I also came to the conclusion that Rocky is basically just Forrest Gump on steroids. They're
basically
both kind of retarded.
Steroids. Did you watch Rocky IV? He did it all natural. The Russians did steroids.
It's way too serious.
My ass.
Forrest Gump.
Huh?
Way too serious, Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
It's a drunk Italian guy's fever dream of like he OD'd in a bar and he's just dreaming that he just managed to go home.
Become a boxer.
Become a boxing world champion.
Yeah.
And just be the pride of the city.
And then his best friend is a black guy with an afro who's also a former heavyweight champion, but he dies from some giant Russian man.
Yeah.
Who then eventually your drunk Italian uncle fights and beats.
But gets brain damage in the process.
I think he had the brain damage.
Yeah, that was part of one of the movies.
Wait, what was the bitch's name in the movie?
Adrian! No, he's just kind of slow, but no, the brain damage really happened after the fourth one.
Huh. So.
He got the damage in the fourth one, the fifth one, they talked about it. That's why he quit boxing. Did you not watch all of them, or did you only watch the first four?
Wait, what were you saying?
I didn't know there was five fucking Rocky.
There's actually six.
Yeah. Jesus fucking
Christ. Yeah, there's
Christ.
Rocky Balboa, which was.
The sixth one.
Yeah. It came out in like 2005.
There are nine Rocky movies compared to like, you know. Fucking
including the Creed ones.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just like Fast and Furious, there's literally almost 10 of them. There's actually going to be 10 like later this year.
Wow. What a terrific audience. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. That was pretty.
So Rocky, pretty pretty great stuff.
It's a good movie.
Yeah. I think I'm going to take up boxing.
It makes you just want to do a bunch of lines of coke and just like punch some meat, right? Yeah.
You know what? That's my goal. We're gonna get big on YouTube.
Meat.
You know, this podcast skits and stuff. And then I'm gonna start boxing. Yeah.
Dalton, you're gonna be out of breath in like three punches.
You think I can get on PFL?
Or
was that what it was?
Yeah, I mean
no. Knocked out by Jake Paul?
No, I don't think
I'll fight him right now. Naked. And afraid.
Ooh. He might fuck your face.
Ooh.
I mean I've heard he's into that, yes.
Callbacks.
That's what we're here for.
It's a good comedy one today, Todd. We're gonna be talking some shit, getting some good jokes in.
It's fine. Jake Paul just signed with PFL. That is their professional fight league.
Wait, let me guess what PFL stands for.
Pedophile for life.
Professional fondling ladies.
That's another good one.
Professional fight league.
Professional fondling ladies.
Pounding the faces of ladies.
Pounding the faces of ladies. I love it. Yes. That's what it stands for. God damn it, Mike. Love it.
Todd shook.
I love it.
All right.
He shook.
No, right. Go ahead. What were you saying?
All right, I hate both of you.
What about PFL?
This means Jake Paul is stepping in to MMA for the first time.
Uh-huh.
Now, he does have a wrestling background.
He does.
I fucking hate you so goddamn much.
He'll be wearing a jock strap or a cup.
You want to talk about your retarded-ass fucking professional wrestling?
No. We're on this subject. All right. What about,
We can talk about SmackDown last week. We missed it.
All right.
What about Jake Paul becoming a MMA legend? So when's he going to fight in the UFC?
He's not going to. Oh, my God. He's not going to fight in the UFC ever. Dana White will die before he lets that happen.
I mean, Dana might overdose on cocaine before that happens.
You know, they said that Bret Hart would never go back to WWE, and by God, he did.
The class action lawsuit against the UFC goes through, and they have to shut their doors. Could happen.
Class action lawsuit?
Yeah, there's a monopoly.
Huh.
They're seeing if they have a monopoly on the business.
Wow. You know,
professional fighting.
Wow. So when are they going to do that with WWE? They should have done that like 20 years ago after they bought WWE.
It's more about storylines.
I just love when Disney doesn't own something, then suddenly it's a monopoly. It's just like, are you guys fucking retarded?
Disney buys into it. They're like, oh, it's not a monopoly. They just Disney. Own every other fucking thing.
And they went out, like, Disney went out of their way not to buy everything on the entertainment side. They own 97% of all entertainment in the United States. Like, what the fuck?
Hulu?
Disney.
ESPN?
Disney.
Disney.
Fox?
Disney.
Star Wars?
Marvel?
What they did miss?
National Geographic?
Is part of Fox. What Disney did miss is part of Fox.
Huh?
Disney doesn't own part of Fox.
Part of Fox?
Yeah, they purposely missed one of those pieces, so they didn't have a 100% monopoly. Excuse me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
they own the rest of the company.
You know what?
So basically, they don't own Family Guy.
How did we get from Jake Paul mouth-fucking a woman to... That's the wrong way of phrasing that. That's impolite. How did we get to Jake Paul making love to a woman's mouth to...
I'm pretty sure it wasn't making love at all, but we'll go there. We'll say that, I guess.
Hello, this is Rudy Gobert.
As she's crying because she just got sexually assaulted, he's like, hurry up, your hair's all fucked up. Everyone's outside waiting.
I wonder if he came in her mouth.
Yes. He did.
Yes,
that's part
did
of
she swallow?
Have you not seen the video of Michael. Her explaining it?
I had to ask.
This is a lady getting sexual assaulted.
Is that
right.
What we're going to do for the next 15 minutes is we're going to go over that video and review it?
Yeah.
Fuck, we can. I don't want to, but
I mean, I don't really want to either. This is going to be
disturbing.
I just want to
see if she swallowed.
Oh, my fucking God.
No, it's her telling us about what happened.
So she'd tell that part.
Yeah. Yeah, she kind of goes into details. It's not really jerkable. It's more like, ugh.
Cringeworthy?
Yeah, it's just depressing.
Some cringes in here. That Smile movie didn't do that.
It was a sexual assault.
Yeah, that's cringy. That's better than most horror films.
Okay, all right. All right, we're done. We're done talking about this. All right.
Todd's riled.
I hate both of you so fucking much. So the Suns look fucking awful without Devin Booker. That's pretty fucking cool. They've lost all but one game out of all the ones he's been out. So that's
20.
That's fucking cool.
We're 500.
We were the best team in the West. Well, that's fucking cool. Yeah, this is the girl he sexually assaulted.
She has blue hair.
She has.
How do you know her name, Dalton?
She has a blonde.
I remembered some stuff.
Ombre.
Yeah, so this is her.
Yeah. And Jake Paul sexually assaulted this lady.
Yep.
I hope she got paid, at least.
I don't know whatever came of it, honestly.
I hope she
I think
got
we covered it
millies.
Once, and then we never covered it again.
Yeah. I hope she got a couple milli. Yeah. At least. No.
No. Swallow them.
Oh my God, Michael. Stop making jokes about someone getting sexually assaulted, bro.
So does that turn you on, Mike?
No, my shorts are still pretty loose. The blue hair kind of turns me off. I don't see why Jake would do that.
I don't know. I think I could get with it.
No, because I feel like it'd be fucking Vegeta or Trunks at that point.
You know what's the first time?
Of course you would be thinking about fucking a dude.
Listen, no, not Jake. Not Jake. When I was talking about the girl that he, you know. First time I saw her, it was on a TikTok ad. First time I'd ever seen a TikTok ad, she was on that ad. Yeah. Yep.
There wasn't a point.
No. I remember seeing that, and then it was like, I remember just like seeing it, and getting distracted for a minute, and being like, yeah, whatever. Moving on, and then like months later, this shit happened. I was like, oh, small world, I guess. Jesus Christ. Wow. One minute you're on a TikTok ad, the next you're getting mouth fucked by Jake Paul.
Jake Paul, I hope you're listening to this.
Jesus Christ.
Like, if you're the one view we have, please, I hope it's you.
You know, somebody protect the progressive lady, because Jake's out here mouth fucking advertisement girls.
Thank God our marketing team's Michael.
That's the mouth fuck. The mouth you could fuck later, Jake.
Yeah, we'll put Prime on the podcast.
That's Logan.
No, they can both mouth fuck you then.
I mean, I'll just hit Logan's ACL.
But I hope Jake Paul gets dragged to the ground his first fight in the PFL and
guillotined.
Gets sex choked.
I hope they take his pants off and fuck him.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool too.
I see Sean O'Malley doing that.
He doesn't fight in the PFL. And I don't even care, and I knew that.
No, I'd say like Sean O'Malley takes the demotion.
Yeah.
I want him to fight Kayla Harris, that fucking She-Hulk of a woman. She is scary as fuck. Pull her up on screen. Kayla Harris.
Kayla Harris?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hold up.
K-A-Y-L-A-H-A-R-R-I-S.
There's my mouse. Hold up.
Oh, we're back to this lady. Yep.
Don't worry, it's not going to be popped up until I...
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Just keep talking until I figure this out.
What a terrific setup you have brought for us today, Dalton. Wow. He's just fucking immaculate. You're such a terrific producer. Wow. Look at you go.
Those are some tiggle bitties.
That is,
she's the first picture.
Nope.
Don't see the tiggle bitties.
Is that her?
Yeah.
Those are monsters.
God damn. She got them heavies.
You guys just leave the sweater heavies. Leave this lady with the
heavies.
These sweater bags alone.
Sweater bags. Those are more like body pillows. Jesus
those
Christ.
Heavy bags.
God damn. She got them heavies.
Kayla Harrison. That is the woman I was thinking of. My bad for saying Harris.
She looks old as fuck.
She's not.
She isn't?
No.
She looks like she's like 50 and smokes Camel Blacks every day.
No, she's like 23.
Religiously. Really?
Yeah.
God, her parents were on meth.
And she's fucking huge.
She's huge?
Does she have back knee?
No, she's just ripped.
Hmm.
Yeah, she's a very, probably the best fighter on PFL's. Whole shit. They do have Anthony Pett Mouth Maui, you fucking motherfucking piece of shit.
Boy. Wow.
Oh, he's looking to see what else he can fuck up over here. Yeah.
Go lay down.
No one's got shit for you.
Go
over
lay
here.
Down,
kitty
cat.
Get on your shark.
Go lay down.
Go lay on the shark or
hey,
something.
Jesus Christ. Scared
hey,
me.
Yo.
Kitty.
Come here.
All right. Maui's chilling on cam. No big deal.
You can hang out on my lap, buddy.
So the NBA officials are still softer than ever.
Oh, they suck, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, they literally gave the Cavs those last two wins. The Bulls.
Yes.
NBA and NFL officials
seriously.
Are really questionable. They're really sus this year.
Dear God, they've been awful.
They'll call everyone for technicals, for even breathing in the wrong direction, all this good shit. But Giannis gets away with felony assault every time he has the fucking ball.
The fucking Christmas games we were watching.
Yeah, that was atrocious.
The Warriors Grizzlies, that was the worst. Worst officiating game I've seen in a while.
And the most irritating thing about it is, like, the NBA doesn't acknowledge it. Like, they just dick ride these refs like they're doing everything right. Don't you fucking do it, bro. But over in, like, Europe, a ref missed a call that would have been game-changing. They suspended this motherfucker for 4 games. They're like, no, you fucked up, bro.
Because in the way the NBA is rigged over there, it's not as corrupt.
Have you seen these two-minute reports? Because they are fucking irritating. No. Like, the 2 games against Cleveland, Chicago had, they put out two-minute reports. DeMar had that, it was like 4 seconds left in the first game, and he had a potential game winner. He caught it, faded off, and he looked like he got fouled. Well, then in the 2-minute report, they said, yeah, he got fouled. He should have went to the free throw line. So it's like, oh, you just, the ref fucked up and gave Cleveland the win.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Yeah. And then it happened the same night, the next night, where Donovan Mitchell, on that free throw putback, he was over the line before it hit the basket.
Yeah, that shit happens all the time. They never call it.
In the 2-minute report, they were like, yeah, that should have been called. Like, they missed that one, too.
Yeah, they won't. They never call that shit, and it's so irritating. Yeah,
oh, my God.
Every time they shoot free throws, everyone's over the line.
They need to have more reviews, honestly. Like, I know it slows the game down, but they need to have, like...
I'd rather you get the fucking call right than the game flow better. Like, I would much rather, like, things go right in the world than to go nicely. You know what I'm saying?
There needs to be more, like, challenges or some shit.
Like, if you succeed on your challenge, get that motherfucker back.
Yeah, like, well, the NFL gives you, like, 2. I think baseball gives you 2.
Yeah, like, every other sport, you get 2. Basketball, you get 1. And even if you're right, you're fucked.
If, like,
you lose that challenge.
Yeah.
Like, if something else happens. In the last 2 minutes, if there's a questionable call, it's an automatic review.
Yeah, and in the last 2 minutes in the NBA, you can't call a challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, what's the review?
That's the most important part of the fucking game. If it's a close game, that's the most important part. And we can't challenge?
No. Fuck no.
Because they want the game to not be slowed down?
Suck cocks.
Because ad revenue or whatever bullshit? Fuck you.
Suck cocks.
Bastards.
You make enough. You don't need trillions. Just millions is fine. Speaking of billionaires, your boy Tate got locked up.
Don't say my boy.
No, he's your boy. You were talking that shit about him the other day.
No.
Watching a Hustler University video.
No.
Earlier tonight.
See. I was watching it only because Michael was watching it. Okay.
I wasn't watching that shit.
He was the one that paid for it and had it up on the TV already. So
I'll pay for that filth. I'll pay for Pornhub.
I walked in. He was watching Hustlers University, and he was jerking off to Andrew Tate's bald head.
And he's just like, how do I learn to mistreat women in a way that they respect it? Nice.
You act like Todd.
No. Don't do that.
No? Okay.
Don't put that out there.
I'm kidding.
I'm not like that.
I'm kidding.
Bro, god damn it, you motherfucker.
He's not a fan of mistreating women, but he is a fan of kissing his son. So
I don't have a son.
It's right there. He's a big fan of this.
Who is it?
This right here above the screen, he doesn't know.
Is that
want
a picture of you? Because it better
but
be.
But this no, right here, he loves it so much.
It's Tom Brady's dick.
Especially the feet cuddling. Big fan of it. Big fan of it. So.
It's Tom Brady's dick, isn't it?
No, it's Tom Brady kissing his son.
Yeah. So he's a big fan of that.
This should be illegal.
There's nothing there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I took it away.
Wow.
Made you look stupid.
Wow. Made Speaking of looking stupid... The Bulls got 71 dropped on their motherfucking face.
All right.
And then you wear this dumbass jacket in my face.
It shouldn't have gotten to that point. Hey, we beat the Nets the other night.
I don't give a fuck.
They beat Philly.
I don't give a fuck.
Okay, first time they've beat Philly since 2017.
I don't give a fuck.
Dear God.
That's unfortunate for you.
Hell finally froze over.
You took 6 years to beat Philly.
Yeah. Thanks for reminding me.
I mean, Embiid's been there for a hot minute, so Philly has been somewhat respected.
That's just hilarious.
That's literally the only reason we haven't been able to.
And he shot, like, over, like, around 50%, right?
Who?
Mitchell.
Yeah, he played fucking great. Okay.
I mean, obviously, he had
71 played
points.
Fucking great.
He took over in the second half.
It was miserable to watch. I hated every second of that overtime, especially when the Bulls were up by 20 at the half.
Oh, my God.
And they just let him come back in and beat the fuck out of him.
I didn't know it happened like that.
Oh, my God. It was miserable, dude.
It was in Cleveland, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was in Cleveland.
So, would you say they got smacked at a ball-dropping event?
I don't know what reference you're doing right now, Dana but I don't White. Fucking appreciate
it's a,
it.
It's a Dana White reference. Because you know who else slapped his wife at a ball-dropping event at a New Year's Eve party?
Andrew Tate.
Dana White.
Wow. Was he all coked up?
Pull up the video. It's pretty funny.
Pull up the video.
I haven't actually seen it. I've heard about it.
It might take him a second to find because Dana's just going to try to scrub this from the internet.
Yeah, you talk about it for a minute and I'll look and see if I can find it.
Allegedly, in the interaction we're about to watch, Dana and his wife are talking about something pretty emphatically at a club or whatever. They're both drunk. He said alcohol played parts in his actions, but he doesn't excuse it or whatever, kind of dumb fuck. She slapped him, he slapped her, and I'm just saying, equality.
I mean, yeah.
I don't know what was said. I don't know what was said between both of them, but I'm just saying, you want to be equal all the time. This is what it starts to look like. You can't just act like a kid and slap somebody because you're grumpy. All right.
So, when he smacked her, was it good technique anyways?
You'll see. And Michael, you're walking away. It's a mugger.
So, you're going to just stand right there? Getting emotional. Oh,
she hit him quick. She's mad about something.
Oh.
Yeah, he smacked her.
Flirty.
Oh, he hit her one more. He got her second. Fucking bitch, don't fucking touch.
You were saying something about you're gonna replace Johnny Knoxville.
Stop.
God damn it.
Okay, so that was Dana White slapping his wife.
Hot.
I
bet they fucked it out.
We can only hope. We can only hope they fucked it out.
Yeah, and then I don't know why it decided to play Schultz's podcast, but that's embarrassing. Whatever.
Oh, no, people know you're a flagrant fan. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Your algorithm is cursed. You're a racist.
Yes, I am.
And misogynist. Yeah, and transphobic.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All things that have been said about anyone who said anything funny ever, I swear to God.
I wouldn't say Karl Malone's that funny.
I could see Karl Malone being racist as a motherfucker.
Yeah. I feel like he's like black guy who hates black people. You know what I mean?
A real Uncle Tommer.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Well, like, I think he likes to fish and yell the N-word.
Give him a pet cam.
Young kids. You know what I mean?
And checking in on the guest couch.
Yep.
You can see Maui moving in on his shark for some good snugs. Spike is zonked. Fucking swinging the mic around for no reason.
Yeah, I just realized that picks up noise. So that's going to be a thing to notice later.
Yeah, it picks up noise.
Probably not do anything about. It was just probably the more likely possibility.
Eh, fuck it. Fuck them all.
Fuck
them to death. We really
party till I die.
We really fucked on this list, dude.
Huh?
We really blew through this list.
Oh, is the list already done?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, I fucked up. This is why I'm bad at being in charge.
What else is on the list? What was on the list? Let me see this.
I wanted to pull the pin out, you son of a bitch. And then you pushed it back in, you cocksucker.
Oh, we didn't talk about the guy nearly dying. We forgot about that shit.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, DeMar Hamlin, right, got hit.
R.I.P.
He's not dead.
He was.
He died like you did.
Yeah. Bro, me and him, we are cut from the same savory cloth, my friend.
Yeah, but yours was ODing and his was being a bitch. I'm kidding.
Come on, Skip.
I'm just quoting Skip, dude. By the way, it's fucked up what his tweet was, and it's horrible, and I feel like we should bring it up, probably.
Well, I understand that game had, season implications, but then again, it was also a motherfucker's life on the line.
A guy died in front of you, and while he's on the field, still on the ground, Skip's like, you know what, the world needs this tweet.
I do have to give credit, though, to Joe Buck. He did that as fucking best he could. Even Troy Aikman, said that shit.
Yeah.
Without trying to, do as professional as he could.
Yeah. Oh, it's got to be here somewhere.
Him and Shannon Sharpe show, the next day. Did you see?
Oh, my God, dude. That shit was so funny.
Did Shannon just eat him alive?
No, but Shannon's like, we're not going to... I don't agree with Skip's tweet. And Skip's, obviously freaking out about it. He said, I thought we were going to talk about that. Oh, yeah. Pull it up right next to his smug, nutsack-looking face.
Can I blow that up anymore?
I'm sure you could. Just get on your knees there, bud.
Oh, perfect.
Spike, we got the New York Post. Okay, what do these sluts got to say about it?
The New York Post? Who gives a shit?
Okay, I'm not reading through all this shit. I just wanted to tweet.
I see New York Giants and New York Jets.
Alright, can you read that?
No, hit that little symbol in the corner of the picture.
There you go.
Let's see what the fuck that does.
Makes it bigger.
Oh.
It just does Google Lens to it.
What the fuck is the Google Lens?
That's retarded.
Wow.
That's what that is.
Okay, well.
We'll just leave it right there.
Alright. I'll lean in. Or just turn it on the computer so I can see.
It's not on that screen.
Oh, god damn it. You're right. Fuck.
You dummy.
Okay. No doubt the NFL is considering postponing the rest of this game. But how? He says. This late in the season, a game of this magnitude is critical to the regulatory season outcome.
Now.
Suddenly seems irrelevant.
I don't want to defend him, right? Because I know that I'm going to leave your face on this for the Skip. I'm here to defend you, bud. Okay, he has said that is not a very... The timing was off, right? But he's had worse things, he's said, guys,
Like what?
Like, Dak Prescott is a pussy crying over his dead brother.
Dak's mom died, not his brother. I don't think he has a brother.
No, his brother committed suicide.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that why Dak's interceptions?
It was around the time that his mother died, too.
It was the same.
And Skip went on live TV and was like, Dak's a pussy.
I think he's being too emotional.
Yeah. You can't have an emotionally weak quarterback. Suck it up, princess. Right? So he said that, he said other things like...
Wasn't Shannon his brother died?
Yeah, and he was like, and? I don't give a fuck. He said that, Kobe was one of his favorite players because of rape, he said LeBron would only be the greatest player of all time, in his opinion, is if he would go over to China and smack around some of the employees he's got at Nike. Now, that was also a fucked up statement, too. And again, I'm quoting Skip Bayless. This is the things that I think.
I love these Skip Bayless
quotes.
He's
right?
Fire,
where are
bro?
You finding these?
He said that the Jews...
Oh, my God.
...and the Holocaust...
Okay.
...didn't happen, and he 100%
That's
agrees
Kyrie
with Kyrie Irving. No, he's a Kyrie Irving fan, right?
Does he wear the Kyrie's?
Yeah, he said this. He said this 5 minutes after blowing Kyrie, actually, and Kanye at the same time.
Oh yeah, because he had some white shit on his chin that wasn't his balls.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that.
Yeah.
All right.
So he, Skip Bayless, this guy right here, it's had to figure out where he was. He's a grade A piece of shit. Okay.
I thought you were defending him.
You said you opened this up.
Your Honor. Let me rephrase that. He has been a grade A piece of shit, but he's reformed.
Because right? Look at the end of the tweet, which suddenly seems irrelevant.
See? Irrelevant. Like his career, he has tried to come up with something.
Who is Skip Bayless anyway?
He was on First Take. When it first became a thing.
Did he play sports professionally?
No, he's just some redheaded chicken fucker from the South who decided he wants to be on TV. Actually, he might be from like Boston or something.
It's a brotherhood.
Or Connecticut.
Skip. You don't get it, Skip. It's a brotherhood out there, Skip.
You know what? He would get brotherhoods, though.
The ones with the white hoods?
The Ku Klux Klan kind of brotherhood, yes.
Burning crosses, and all, I can see it.
Yeah.
All right.
So...
And every time, we just always end up back on a KKK joke.
Yeah. Amazing. Especially when it comes to an old, white, orange-headed, fire-breathing leprechaun.
The description fits, you know? Todd.
This guy looks like he got a little too drunk, was watching the game, and he said, "This is important. This game is important." But suddenly,
in the first quarter, not all this anymore. Shit happened. How did you get that drunk that quick?
He looks like if Freddy and... Carrot Top fucked and had a gay love child.
He looks like Gibby if he had a coke addiction for most of his adult life.
Who?
Gibby from iCarly.
Oh my god.
Dear God, that's a weird cut you just went to.
Yeah, I know. It didn't land. He looks like Spencer had a coke problem from iCarly.
Sure, Jared did have a coke problem.
Maybe. I don't know.
All right.
That was the guy who played Spencer, I believe.
I can believe he did a lot of coke.
I mean, that was the same dude who played Crazy Steve on Drake and Josh.
Spencer?
The same guy that played Crazy Steve and Drake and Josh?
Oh!
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was on coke.
Yeah.
He had to have been.
Had to have been.
Coke or crack? If they gave that white boy crack, they fucked him up.
You ate my enchilada.
You ate my enchilada! Yes. Crazy Steve. You're just gonna...
He's actually looking it up.
Crazy Steve. Wow.
Do the enchilada thing.
Wow. Why are you typing in Drake and Josh?
Wasn't Drake and Josh?
Yeah, but it was literally like the first thing. Okay.
I'm not paying attention.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry.
You ate.
I'm just going to spell this all out.
Enchilada.
I love how everyone at home can see this.
Yep.
Yeah, it's the same dude. Cockle doodle doo, the cow says moo.
Hilarious. I hope they get copyrighted.
He's gonna give Drake a record deal?
He might. Once he hears Drake's song?
Yeah. He's a pedo.
It's time.
Oh! You ate my enchilada!
It was so no!
You ate my enchilada!
It was so no!
You ate my enchilada!
And that was entertainment in the early 2000s. You're welcome. 2010s.
Come on, Dora! You're...
What the fuck?
You're the one with the map! You know where you're going! It's right over there!
Dear God.
I've seen iCarly and Drake and Josh a lot.
I feel like
Josh was the shit, though.
Yes, it was.
I watched iCarly way too late into my teen years.
Really?
Yeah. I was like 16 still watching iCarly.
My sister watched it, so I'd sit there and watch it with her. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, it wasn't the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
I mean, you had fucking the same dude to play Crazy Steve. That's what kind of made me like really interested in it. And the whole fan theory that he kidnapped Megan and that he just moved.
Moved her to New York, brainwashed her.
Seattle, actually.
Seattle, what? Of course they live in fucking Seattle.
Sleep is in Seattle. Tom Hanks.
They were probably in the Chaz. You guys remember that? You remember that crazy bit that happened in Seattle? there was like blocks that were not governed by the police, like 16 blocks or whatever. They were not governed by the police in Seattle for like 6 weeks. A lot of people died.
Why?
Because they were like, we don't need cops. We're an advanced civilization. We don't need the police. And then eventually, it just quickly devolved into whoever had guns got whatever they wanted, and everyone else got fucked. Yeah, a lot of people died. It was pretty cool.
What are we talking about? I'm sorry. I had to get back to
The Chaz in Seattle.
No, the Chads. Chads. Yeah, the Chads have been out of control in Seattle.
Was it Seattle, Washington, or Portland?
I thought it was Portland.
No. Either way, one of those fucking gay shitholes where you have to get sunlight from a lamp because, like, there's no sun and it's always raining and it has the highest suicide rates because it sucks.
Arizona there. So you can bleach your butthole with the sun. What are you
fucking
talking
turtle
about?
Turtle people.
Fucking turtles.
Am I not turtly enough to join your turtle club? Oh, shit. Sorry, Spike.
Wow. You made Spike uncomfortable. Now she's leaving. You piece of shit.
I was just cuddling her.
Wow.
We shall shame you for the next 20 minutes.
Wow, Michael, you fucking cocksuck. Wow.
Wow.
I cannot believe you would do this.
I'm going to throw a pillow at you.
I cannot believe you have done this.
Hey, Mike, can you turn your head to the left real quick?
Nice.
Okay.
Right down the barrel. Nice. Don't you fucking do it.
Hey. Hey, don't do that.
We have equipment over here,
expensive,
sir.
Expensive stuff here.
It's an Apple fucking laptop.
Our entire net worth is sitting
literally,
over here.
Literally, you would not believe how very true that statement is.
I hear what you said.
Our entire net worth is sitting right here.
Yeah. Actually, our net worth is negative net worth.
Yeah, what net worth?
With this podcast.
I got like $200 in my pocket, so we're...
Oh fuck yeah, we're rolling in dough right now.
For this,
I think I got $60 on me. We got $260 on this podcast.
Ahem.
This chain right here,
$2.
Worth a whopping $12.
I shouldn't do that.
Actually, you know what? With inflation,
sorry,
probably $16.50. So, suck my balls, Joe Biden. Fuck the Chinese government, and the Russians can eat my sack.
Hey yo, Putin, you can. Put this dick in your butt.
What?
Bring me a list of world leaders.
List of world leaders?
Yeah, I want like, give me like the Middle Eastern guys, like the Prince of Dubai or whatever the fuck their names are. List of every Lakers All-Stars ever. That is wild how that's something you've looked up ever.
Yeah, I was going to work on a video, and that never happened, so.
All right. We're just going to try to do one-liners on the spot, boys, about world leaders.
Is that...
What? Oh, Jesus, fuck. All right. All right. What's that second country? Hey, Albania. Give me back over to the Prime Minister one. Hey, Albania. Hey, Albania.
Hassan Akuta? Akata? This might end up being a little...
You can eddy this Rama right into your fucking nuts, you fucking slut. I am not even going to try to pronounce that one. Amen. Benadaba Ramahan, your name is long enough. Javier Espot Zamora, fuck
and
you,
if
bud.
It's Xavier?
I don't... If it's... Is it Italy or what?
I'm pretty sure it's
can
Xavier.
Can we back up a bit? We don't need to be like right up on this shit, please. I want to be able to see the countries and the names at the same time.
This is surprisingly hard to zoom in and zoom out. I'm not going to lie.
This is immaculate to watch you struggle. All right, just go over to the left a little bit and we'll be good. I think we'll be good. Okay. All right.
Go ahead and take it away.
Alberto Ferdinand from Argentina. Suck my dick. Azerbaijan, that sounds made up. Ali Azadov, that also sounds made up. He can suck my dick too. Iham
Aliyev. That name's actually kind of fire. I like that. You can still suck my dick. Your country's a shithole. The Bahamas. You have a king. Enough said. You have a governor general, Sir Cornelius A. Smith. Way to have the whitest name possible on a fucking island nation, you dumb bitch. Philip Davis. He the best. All right. But, again, you guys only have fucking waffles. You win a world war, I don't think so. You can burn it. You guys fucking suck dick to me. Johnny Bersino. Get the Frito Chizo off from under my nuts. Who's Han? Bhutan sounds like the furthest thing from Bussy, but it still seems like you a place where you can probably go and pay the fucking kid. Mate Tishri, your name sucks. There's a lot, way too many consonants. Fucking zip zip, little world war pussy. King, way too fucking long of a name. Suck my dick too. Bolivia, another place that has oil that I didn't have to go to. Which is not okay. I'm just saying, gas is way too fucking long. Louis,
sports podcast.
Yeah, no, now it's me.
It's the ball. It's the
ball. Luis Asiano Lina da Silva from Brazil. Suck my cock. Ruben LeBay. Cool name. Alliteration. That's kind of fire. What the fuck is this? My dick, you Winnie the Pooh looking fat fuck. What the fuck is a premiere?
A premiere?
Yeah, or premiere? How the fuck do you pronounce
Ryan?
That?
I don't know.
Oh, Canada, your name sounds gay as fuck.
It's like Kipper, you know what I'm saying? I'd buy that album.
Chinese and what? Yeah, you know who this is. Yeah. Chin, let me tell you this.
Right. Is that's the start of it, of his album?
Yeah. Yeah. Miguel Diaz Canal from Cuba. You can roll up this cock and smoke it like one of your fucking cigars, you worthless fucks. How about you?
He's lying.
How about you import some new cars instead of having shit from the 1960s, you fucking cocksucks? Why do you think the rest of the world hates you, you fucking dumb fucks? Cyprus. I didn't know that was a country still. Nikos Anastratis. You have too many A's in your goddamn last name, you fucking asshole.
Tell me the duck story. Bum, 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 ba-dum, ba-dum. A duck walked up to a lemonade stand, and he said to the man running the stand, hey, bum, 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 got any grapes? The man said, no, we just sell lemonade, but it's cold and it's fresh and it's all homemade. Can I get you a glass? The duck said, I'll pass. Then he waddled away, waddle, waddle. Till the very next day, bum, 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 ba-dum. When the duck walked up to the lemonade.
Peter Philia, you can, Philia, he's nuts.
Why don't you just go to the ones you know, bud?
I don't want to go to the ones I know.
Here, I got a better one you can do.
There's a country named Chad. Enough said. OnlyFans just popped up when you put in O on your fucking computer, buddy. That's fucking hilarious that that's on screen.
Oh, God. That's son amazing. Of a bitch.
So what's your OnlyFans bill, bud?
$0. I'm not paying shit.
He's on the free ones. Oh, we're going to go to Olympic athletes?
Yeah, why not?
The GOAT, Michael Phelps.
He'll smoke your pole like he smokes a bong.
Exactly. So you know how Usain Bolt got so fast? Running from his gay thoughts.
Just like Tom Cruise.
Maheshwari Chaprara from India. You can chop off your own dick and throw yourself into a volcano, you dumb fuck.
Oh god, I guess so big.
Michaela McCallan. You look like a chick that got way too good at something useless like swimming. Okay. Carlos Edriel Julio, you look like you definitely got molested because you're in gymnastics.
Caleb Dressler, more like Caleb dresses like her.
Okay, all right. Winfred Motole Yavari.
Say that 10 times fast.
Yeah, I don't know. You almost have the name of a show I really like, Wilfred. So that's pretty cool.
No, wait. Here's a new game. Here's a new game. Okay.
I love how they have this bitch's selfie from
these
like...
These three right here, okay?
Those are children.
Never mind.
Those are all three children.
Okay.
That is fucking wild. I know exactly what you were about to say, too.
Kayla Decky's like...
You know, you're right. Okay. Hold up.
Felipe Toledo is looking like he's trying to flip something. You know what I'm saying? What are you doing?
Okay. I don't know. I feel like this has ran its course.
Okay. All right. So it turns out I'm not as funny on the spot as I thought I would be.
That was embarrassment to all of us.
That's... Yeah, because all of us suck my dick.
And you know what, Michael? You can suck my dick.
I don't want to have to fucking suck something that's like... That's too much.
I don't want to talk to a microphone with my little fucking bitch voice. Fuck you, please, Michael.
I'm not going to suck 2 inches for 2 seconds. Just get disappointed.
So you'd be more happy with him coming all over your face?
No,
and taking
just,
a little bit longer
be
to
2 seconds. I put my mouth around his dick, and he's just gonna get fucking buzzed.
I'm just gonna get buzzed. Yes, exactly.
So he wants to actually be able to enjoy sucking your dick, get some taste of it.
Yeah,
to enjoy the experience.
Yeah,
he's
wanting the ride, not just the finish.
Yeah, I want the
all
full
along for the ride.
I don't want the Deshaun Watson treatment.
Jesus Christ! I forgot that was a thing.
How did you forget?
How do we think the playoffs are going to go, boys, in NBA?
Oh, the playoffs?
Yeah, it's the very last thing that we haven't touched on.
So, in the West, I've got Nuggets being the one seed.
Okay.
And then I've got, let me think about this.
He's gonna bring up who's in the West.
We're gonna do that. We're gonna make this easier.
Memphis 3. I think the Lakers are probably
Memphis and Lakers 2 or 3. I don't know. Depends if the Clippers start playing together.
Okay. Okay, so I've got Nuggets being the number one seed, and then I've got Phoenix being 2, New Orleans being 3, Dallas being 4, and then I think the Jazz are going to be 5.
You're retarded.
And then Golden State 6. Okay, controversial take there. Because I think Golden State's just going to get... I think they're going to just kind of cruise the rest of the season.
I mean, yeah. They kind of...
And then I'm going to put the Clippers and the Kings being my...
7 and 8.
7 and 8, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Michael, what's your 8 from the West?
Minnesota's going to miss
the 8 from the West? Did anyone say Sacramento yet?
Yes.
Yeah, that was his 8 seat.
I'm either going to go with the Clippers.
As the one seat?
As the one. Oh, we're doing. Oh, okay, we're going 1 from 8.
Yeah, one for 8.
1 seed. I'm going to go. I might go with fucking. Wait, who'd you guys say were your 1 seeds?
His was the Nuggets.
Oh, Memphis. Oh, fuck. Memphis, too.
Yep.
Memphis is 3rd, probably. Yeah.
I'm going to put Nuggets, them at the 2 Suns, seed.
Memphis, and then I'm going to go Dallas, and then, fuck, this is harder than...
Nuggets are getting the 1 seed, I think,
yeah,
regardless.
Yeah, Nuggets are definitely 1 seed.
Memphis probably get the 2, New Orleans the 3.
New Orleans is, yeah.
And then you got...
I guess 4. And then Jazz.
Wait, the Mavericks will probably be 4. And then Phoenix will be a 5 seed.
Golden
State.
The Kings. I think the Clippers aren't going to make the playoffs.
Clippers will probably be a 6. Warriors will be a 7 seed, and if anybody's lucky, it's just going to be a fight between for the Jazz or the fucking Kings.
Okay.
Nice.
It'll be a dog fight.
What do you have?
Okay, 1 seed, obviously, Nuggets.
Nuggets?
2 yeah. seed. A little bit of a hot take. I'm gonna put the fucking Grizzlies there.
Okay.
I mean, I would put the Grizzlies in the 2 spot as well.
I thought you were going to do something dumb there, but all right.
Phoenix in the 3. Mavs in the 4. Golden State at 5. And I think the Lakers are going to squeeze in at the 8 spot, honestly. But I'm not there yet. 6, I believe.
You got to throw in New Orleans.
It's probably going to be New Orleans. 6, Kings 7. 8, Warriors. I mean, not Warriors. Fucking Lakers. I think the Warriors are going to miss the playoffs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Right, that's now, East. Take.
Now, who do you think is going to come out of the West? Because I think it's going to come down to Dallas and the Nuggets.
Yeah, same.
And I think it's going to be the Nuggets going to take it because I think they have a better team.
If they're healthy.
All the way around, yeah.
If they're healthy, yes, Denver should take that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Luka does his bullshit.
Yeah.
He was just a fucking...
He's a fucking dog, dude.
There's always a chance for Golden State and the Lakers to flop in my 8 seed. It just depends on who's healthier.
Yeah, if Golden State can get healthy, then they'll be fine.
Start winning basketball games. Mm. God damn.
Yeah, they got to win on the road, and that's the main thing. They can win at home all they want. They can't win on the fucking road right now.
I wish the Suns could win it all. That'd be fire.
Good fucking luck.
Yeah, without Devin Booker, it's fucking, it's hard to watch.
It's like University of Illinois.
Yep. Well, it's just sad. One of the best games we played of the season, Lamar Shamet.
Landry Shamet,
whatever the fuck his name is. I don't care. But either way, the man's a fucking hero. Put on his cape and said, you know what, Book, sit this one out, King. I got this.
And then he got posterized by Aaron Gordon.
He did get...
Went viral.
He did get dick on his face. But
a whole bunch of dick on his face.
He also dropped, what, like 28 points or some shit?
Yeah, most of them in that fourth quarter when no one was really guarding him.
Hey, he was doing work.
These nuts.
I'm like, you can work this shaft.
I might present it on camera. Dude. Dalton's got an OnlyFans, so we just put it on there. Dalton makes some money.
He has who you got in the East?
He's got a subscriber account, not a producer account.
Oh.
Okay. I'll go first this one.
No, your mom has access to the...
Boston Celtics, one seat.
You got Boston number one?
Yeah, they're probably going to take the one seed.
Yeah, I think Boston's going to run away with it. I think second seed is going to be...
You say the Bulls are going to fucking throw my mic at you.
I'm throwing Cleveland or Milwaukee, honestly.
Yeah.
And then I think it's Brooklyn. A toss-up between those two, and then Brooklyn will be a four seed.
Good.
And then I think Philadelphia.
Hey.
I'm going to go Knicks. And then I think the Chicago Bulls are going to slip in right there.
You're retarded.
Yeah?
That.
Oh, yeah?
And then I think Miami. It's my A seed. Bulls are going to be a seventh seed. Yeah.
So not even no Hawks are making it in?
I don't think Hawks are going to make it.
What was I saying?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, my East is the same as yours. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got Boston at one. I feel like Milwaukee will take that two seed. Mm-hmm. Cleveland will probably be the three, unless Brooklyn stays hot throughout the rest of the year mm-hmm. and gets carried by Durant. Then Brooklyn might get the three seed. That's going to be a dogfight.
Yeah.
But Brooklyn and Cleveland, that's 3-4. It could flop either way.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it could. Indeed, it could.
Philly will probably be the 5 seed, I'd say. Miami will be a 6 seed. Atlanta's probably going to either be a 7 or 8. And, yeah, I might go with the Knicks or the Raptors sneaking in there.
Hmm.
Who do you think is going to come out of the East?
I think, and this is going to shock nobody, but...
Boston. Celtics.
I think it's either going to be the Celtics, and hear me out on this. This is going to sound crazy. Maybe I'm delusional, but I think the Bulls could make it to the finals.
No.
It's just fan dick writing.
No, I think they can. No, you're just jealous because they beat your ass the other night, Mike.
How does 71 feel?
DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah, wait till DeMar DeRozan hits April.
So,
choking and slobbing on Durant's fucking balls.
So when they make
Kyrie's
the finals,
asshole.
When they make the finals, right?
I'll eat your ass if they make the finals.
You can both suck my balls.
No, I'm going to eat your ass.
You can both suck my balls when they make the finals.
I'm going to suck them the way girls do, way too fucking hard, and pull it back like it's a fucking yo-yo.
And I'll love every fucking second of it because I'm right.
You wish. But yeah, no, I'll eat your ass if they make it to the finals.
They're going to make a wonderful journey to the NBA finals and then get their booties clapped by the Nuggets.
My dick takes a wonderful journey into your mother.
Huh?
My dick takes a wonderful journey into your mother.
Wow.
But seriously, a Boston-Dallas matchup for the finals.
That'd be fire.
It'd be a good one.
Yeah. I think it's going to be Denver versus Boston. But
I think this is going to be the Celtics' years.
No, I think Jokic is going to do it.
I mean, Celtics are due for a fucking championship.
They win one like every other decade?
Yeah. At this point, to keep ahead of the Lakers, yeah.
Yeah.
And now that the Lakers are gone to trash...
Hey, they got a chance to...
It's time to take the lead because they're both tied right now.
Yeah.
Then you got Golden State running up in the rear because they finally passed the Bulls.
You know there's only been 8 in the last... What is it? Like 70 years of the league existing? There's been only 8 other championships that haven't been won by the Lakers, Celtics, Bulls, or Spurs.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah.
Well, I might as well throw in the Warriors because they won most of theirs in the fucking this decade.
How many of the Warriors have? Don't they have like
3? They have 4.
They have 4. Okay.
But they also have 7 combined throughout their history.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure they got one with Wilt because he's a fucking cheat code.
No, they didn't win. They haven't won shit until 2016.
They had 3 other championships there, bud.
Did they?
Yeah. They have 7. They have more than the Bulls now.
Wow.
I thought they did.
The Bulls are number 4. Not number 3.
I didn't think
4.
They had ones way back then.
Get fucked.
You're
or maybe
fucking
I'm
nerd.
Thinking they were garbage like 80s and then.
Well, I think Chris Mullin got one in the 80s or some shit.
No, they never won in the 80s.
70s?
No, maybe in the 70s or 60s.
Well, they definitely won the 60s because they had Wilt.
I don't think they won with Wilt.
They had to.
Wilt only won in L.A., I think.
I don't know. I don't care either way.
Philadelphia?
Either way, they had three before the current dynasty just became a thing. So eat a bag of dicks, Dalton.
This has been our hour, though, gentlemen.
Huh?
Todd wants to go to sleepy sleep and get his knob slobby slob.
No, I need to go to sleep because I have to fucking work tonight.
Oh, you do have to work tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In like 3.5 hours.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So we should probably wrap this up.
Indeed. Yeah, it sounds like a good idea.
Alrighty.
This has been episode 46 of Going Backdoor. Oh, wait.
Do you want to do plugs?
Butt plugs, preferably.
Fuck it. Fucking follow me at fucktoddgbd on Instagram. Fucktodd20-something, because I'd never fucking change it on goddamn Twitter, even though I don't tweet anything. Suck my dick. Dalton, go ahead and plug your shit.
The Real D Todd, GBD, on everything.
Suck my dick. Have a great fucking week. This is episode 46 of Going Backdoor. We love you if anyone's still here.
Till the very next day.
Dick.
Love you.
This will be the end of the episode. Part where we cut ways. And such. Dalton and Todd are extremely gay.